know about the Lord, but not as I know as what I know now, obviously. And so as through my teenage life, I was an amateur boxer. I boxed for England, and I'd done this and I'd done that, and I had a good amateur career as a boxer. I turned professional, and I was starting off on a good professional career, but the spiritual side of my life seemed to go, it did go back in the, into the background and everything. And just called upon God when things were generally going wrong in life, like, you know, most people do in life, I suppose. And as I was doing well in me boxing, there was a lot of trouble went on in the East End and I had to get involved in it. And I finished up going to prison for a long while, well, 10-year sentence I got. So I didn't ask Jesus to come into my life while I was in prison because I just didn't know no different. I was always prayed, but I can understand why now, being a born-again Christian now, that my prayers weren't answered. But I still think then God had his hand on me all that time I was in prison, looking back on it. And so I come out of prison. As a, by the way, I'd like to say that I had a good upbringing at home. I had a good mum and dad who brought me up to be a, like an ordinary person to go to work. But this certain thing happened in the East End and I couldn't help but get involved. I was there, I couldn't get out, no way I could get out of it. Anyway, so I come out of prison, I got to work with my brother. Still didn't have a clue what a born again Christian meant. I didn't even know about it. I remember once being in prison in Wormwood Scrubs and Cliff Richard was coming in there. He was a born again Christian, as we all know, but I thought he was coming in to give us a few songs, but he started to tell us about Jesus, and I was a bit choked, really, because I wanted to hear him sing. That's the truth, I wanted to hear him sing. I never made too much comment about it. I thought, oh, he ain't going to sing tonight. And so we went back to the cells, and but as I said, while I was in prison, when you think something like this is going to happen to you, you think it happened in that place, but it never did happen to me. And when I come out, I got successful in the business I was in. But the Greater London Council put us out of work. They wanted a road for the scrap yard that I had with my brother, so I had to pass that conversation. And I happened to be, being an ex-professional boxer, I suppose you've heard of Terry Lawless, and some people may have heard him, he was a famous manager, but he used to manage me. And I happened to walk up to the gym, and he asked me what I was doing. I said, well, I'm looking to get into something else, because I had a few quid to lay out, like to get into another business through the GLC. So he said, do us a favour, Jim. He said, would you look after these fighters for me while I go to America for 3 weeks. So I knew most of the fighters there because they come from West End and around the East End. So I said, yeah, I'll look after them. I've never done no training. I've been a fighter and a boxer all my life, but I've never trained anyone. But as I was there, I started to train a couple of fighters and they liked it so much that they asked me if I would be their trainer. So they see Terry and they agreed it and I got a license and it went on from there. So I worked with Terry Lawless for about 5 years. We had our ups and downs and then we split. Then I worked for Frank Warren, who you've read a lot about in the papers, but no matter what you've read about, I've worked for him all and he's the best. He's the most fairest man I've worked for. And anyway, I was working at West End Boys Boxing Club where I am now in the afternoons. I was standing there and I heard a friend of mine named Benny Stafford become a born-again Christian. Another friend of mine told me. So I just said to my mate, well, don't mean nothing. I said, let him, as long as if he's happy, what's the difference? Leave him, let live and let live. Just left it at that. A few months went by and I'm in the gym. Who put his head in the gym was Benny Stafford. He said, Jim, he said, can I train in the gym? I said, yeah, if you want to, Ben. I never had mentioned to him about being a born-again Christian. And I said, yeah, just train if you want to. Now I was going for a little funny period. Not wasn't wanting for money or it was only business pressure that it was really. I could walk away from it now and get a better living doing something else, but where I loved the game so much, I wanted to stay in it. This is the boxing game. So I'm hollering and hooting on the phone one day to Frank or one of his associates, only business, nothing personal, really every day, and Benny was sitting there watching me every day. Now I know him for a few years, Benny, nothing personal. For about 4 or 5 years, and his boy's a boxer, so I've known the family really. And he kept looking at me, And I kept looking at him and I thought, I didn't want to mention it, but now it's started to come to me, he's a born again Christian. I wonder what that is. This is where I was going in the back of my head. Oh, and by the way, I must tell you this. I don't want you to think I'm telling you this because I'm, well, you know, as a Christian, I wouldn't do it, but I've had a lot of things happen to me physically. Like, I've been shot at, stabbed, blown up, but no one's ever made me cry. No man in prison or outside has ever made me cry. So, Benny comes walking in, so he wants to train in the gym, so I said, yeah, now he's heard me going on for about 2 or 3 weeks, and one day we were sitting in having a in the office, having a cup of tea, and I was screaming and hollering on the phone as usual, and it was, you know, he could see I was really fed up of it, and he went, Jim, he said, you need the peace of Jesus. So I looked at him like that. I said, then I've got enough trouble trying to get these boys' fights, Ben. Like, just left it at that. Like, and he went, and he said, Jim, you need the peace of Jesus. So I said, I'll leave off, Ben. I just walked out, but something in me mind thought, I wonder why he said that, the peace of Jesus. So I don't know whether I left it for a couple of days, but I know I remember going back to him and I said, Ben, what is this born again business all about? How long has it been about? And before he could answer me, I said, now look, don't start telling me about Jesus. I'm a Catholic. I've asked him a question, tried to answer him. I said, don't start telling me about Jesus. I'm a Catholic. I know all about Jesus. So he started to laugh. So I was getting a little bit angry. So I said, what are you laughing at? I said, well, how long has it been about? So that's what was making him laugh. I'm telling him I know all about Jesus. So I said, how long is it? And I didn't have a clue. So he went, nearly 2,000 years, Jim. So I went, oh, I should have known that. This is what I'm thinking of it. I should have known that. So now I started to ask him silly questions. Obviously, wasn't nothing reflected on the Bible, because I ain't read a Bible for years, ever since I've been a kid. So I shouldn't think I would ask him anything about the Bible. I was asking him this and that about life, really, I suppose. He answered some of the questions, and there was a lot he couldn't answer. But he said to me, Jim, I will find out them things for you. Now, I know when a man is telling me the truth, he was really sincere, and I could see what it was really. I know what it is now. I didn't know at the time, but God touched me that day. That's what it was. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been going and asking all them questions. So instead of me going, but I wouldn't make the commitment. And he kept saying, Jim, I kept asking him more questions. Instead of him meeting me at the gym, I used to go around and pick him up because I wanted to know. He got me a Bible, we'd done this, done that. And I kept wanting to know what was this about, what was that, and he was explaining to me. But he could only go so far. And so I said to him, look, Ben, I said, I've got to find out a little bit more. But he said, Jim, all you've got to do, I said, look, Ben, what I'm going to try and do, I'm going to stop swearing, I'm going to stop having a row indoors with the missus, I'm going to stop running at these boys down there, I'm going to stop this, I'm going to stop that. He went, Jim, don't do that. He said, let Jesus do it for you. So I just kept thinking, it just don't make sense to me. How can Jesus do it to me? Like, how can it don't make sense? So, and this was really making me ill now. It was really making me ill to worry. I was sitting there thinking every day, every night was on my mind. Until he said, come with me, so I'll take you around this vicar we know. He's a very good friend of mine now. His name's Robert. I can't think of his other name. Robert, his name is. So he goes around there. And there's so much I wanted to ask him to get it all cleared up once and for all. So when I make this commitment, if I make it, I want to know what I'm doing of. So I walked into the man's house. He shook hands with me. He went, and the first words he said to me, he said, Jim, he said, I might not know all the answers. And just as I went to ask him a question, he asked me if I wanted a cup of tea. I said, yes. Yeah. Then I went to ask him a question, and I felt like a little child. I just sat down, I felt as if I wanted to be cuddled, I felt like a little boy, and I sobbed my heart out for about 5 minutes. And as I said earlier, and all the things that have happened to me, no one's ever made me cry, but I sobbed my heart out for about 5 minutes. And he never said to me, Jim, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. He said, do you want a cup of tea? Do you want that cup of tea? So I had that cup of tea, and I went out, and I still never made the commitment. Until about 2 weeks later, I was sitting in my house one night, and I made up my mind. I've gave it a lot of thought, but I know there's something happening to me inside. There was something turning around inside me. And I don't want to go to hell. I didn't want to go to hell. I knew that there's an heaven and there's an hell, and I don't want to go to hell. And I made that commitment, and over a period of time, I have had me rough times since I've been a Christian, but I still thank the Lord that he's picked on me and chose me. But he's gradually cleaning me up. And that's basically my testimony. Thank you.